Thanks, Alan, and welcome to Classical 90.5's Performance Studio with the cast of the Stephen Foster Story musical all the way up from Bardstown, Kentucky. A full house of singers, especially, and thanks to David Hedrick, their musical director, for making the trip up here. It's a show that's been going on for over 50 years, and David and I will talk about how you can see the show a little later today. But now I'm going to turn it over to David Dunaway and David Hedrick for the Stephen Foster Story musical.
The Stephen Foster Story begins with the Act One Overture, a collection of Foster songs arranged for the full company. the opening scene of the Stephen Foster story, Stephen Foster and his friends arrive outside the home of his sweetheart, Jane McDowell, as he sings "The Hour for Thee and Me."
When day breaks forth on the dewy lawn and all is mirth and glee, when birds their sweetest songs awake, is the hour for thee and me. The hour for thee and me. The hour for thee and me. When birds their sweetest songs awake, 'tis the hour for thee and me.
Later on, Stephen and the foster maid, Levy Pisa, sing "Nellie Bly." Stephen is asked by a local businessman, Mr. Igo, to write some music for a groundbreaking ceremony of a new factory he is building in the Pittsburgh area. Stephen writes a hymn for Jane, followed by "Oh, Susanna" for Gussie Jordan, a local barmaid.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I's going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. As I am coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Mr. Igo is not pleased with the music of "Oh, Susanna," and leaves the groundbreaking very angry after firing Stephen from the job he had in Mr. Igo's warehouse. Later at Christmas, Stephen finds himself back at Jane's house and sings "Open Thy Lattice."
Open thy lattice, love, listen to me. The cool balmy breezes abroad on the sea. The moon like a queen roams her realms of blue. The stars keep their vigils in heaven for you.
Their wine's gushing light hits the hills with its rays.
Away o'er the waters, away and away. Then open my laddies, love, listen to me. While the moon's in the sky and the breeze on the sea.
Oh, my laddies, love, listen to me. In the voyage of life, love, our pilot will be. He will sit at the helm wherever we roam, and steer by the North Star he kindles above. His shelf or shadow will cut the bright spray, or skim like a bird o'er the waters away.
Then open my lattice, love, listen to me. Oh, the moon's in the sky and the breeze on the sea.
The full company presents The Serenade, which includes dancing and singing of several songs, including Away Down South, Lemuel, and Camptown Races.
Track 5 miles long. I go down there with my head caved in. I come back home with a pot full of tin. The long tail filly and the big black horse. The fly, the track, and they both cut across. The blind, I'm sticking in a big mud hole. And touched by with a 10-foot pole.
The businessman Igo reluctantly rehires Stephen to work for him, but Stephen is easily distracted by the dock workers who sing as they labor.
Away down,
Stephen receives a visit from the minstrel king, E.P. Christie, who asks him to write a song for him. Stephen signs a contract giving Christie all the rights to the song. In the meantime, Mr. Igo decides to send Stephen to Bardstown to get an important contract from Stephen's cousin, John Rowan. While visiting Bardstown, Stephen is again distracted by the music and dancing.
Spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many who have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we
The Rowans host a ball in Stephen's honor, and he is swept away by the music and dancing. He's asked to sing one of his own songs by the flirtatious Lucy Lemoine. He sings, "Ah, May the Red Rose Live Always."
Sky, why should the beautiful ever weep? Why should the beautiful die? Sad is my heart for the blighted plants, its pleasures are vain as brief. They bloom at the joyful call and fade with the
During his visit to Federal Hill, Stephen happens upon some old friends, Uncle Nebo and Tom, where they will sing Brother Gum.
Folks, I'll sing for you.
Nothing else to do.
Spend my time a-picking on the banjo, hey.
Hey,
Brother Gum.
My Brother Gum.
My Brother Gum. My Brother Gum so fair. All the gals come running round. Hey!
Hey!
Brother Gum!
T'other afternoon, thought I saw the moon.
Saw my true love coming through the canebrake. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Brother Gum! My Brother Gum!
My Brother Gum!
My Brother Gum so fair. Come running round.
Hey,
hey, Brother Gum.
During the ball, Stephen discovers that he was too late to speak to his cousin John Rowan about Mr. Igo's contract, which was signed by another businessman. The company concludes Act One with Ring, Ring the Banjo.
Oh,
dreary if a fella never groans. The ladies never weary with the rattle of the bones. Then come again, my true love, by the gaslight of the moon. We'll tum the old piano when the banjo's out of tune.
Ring, ring, banjo, I love that cruel song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you've been so long. Ring, ring, banjo, I love that cruel song.
Set me free. I went to old Kentucky to see what I could see. I could not go no farther. I turned to master's door. I love him all the harder. I'll go away no more.
Ring, ring the banjo. I love that good old song. Come again, my true love.
That is a part of the Stephen Foster Story musical from Bardstown, Kentucky, and we've heard part of their show, a little preview, and there's still more to come, though. If you haven't heard your favorites like Beautiful Dreamer or Genie with a Light Brown Hair, Old Dog Trey, those are coming up here in just a few moments. But I thought we'd take just a moment here and talk to David Hedrick. He's the musical director of the show, and the show now, and it's, I think you said, 52nd year. Is that right?
Right.
52 years. Wow. It's got great staying power.
Well, it's the longest running outdoor show, I think, in America.
Wow.
And it's also our state's official outdoor drama.
Well, so if you're from Kentucky and you haven't been yet, then, well, that's all I need to say, right?
Right.
Okay.
You need to hear it.
So now tell us what the experience is like heading down to Bardstown. I've been. It's been several years. But maybe tell our listeners who want to head down there what it's like to head down and see the show.
Well, the show has changed over the years. If it's been a few years since you've seen it, you'll want to come back and see how we present it now. The show has undergone some changes from the original with the theater organ accompaniment to an orchestration by the Louisville Orchestra for a track. And now we're using piano and instruments on stage, and we're trying to go back to the original things that we did in the show. We even changed the name for those of you who thought it was called Stephen Foster the Musical. We changed the name back to the Stephen Foster Story because that's what everybody called it. And so it's a different show now, and this is one of the most talented casts that I've been in and worked with at Stephen Foster. Extremely talented. We don't have them all here today. We had a couple of other promotionals that are going on right now as we're singing today, so I kind of had to pick what I was going to use today. But it is a great musical, and even though the weather's been hot, our attendance is up, and people enjoy the show. They just fan and go on. Mm-hmm. So you really do need to come down and see it.
Now, a quick question about the Stephen Foster story. Do you know, is this the story itself, is it fairly accurate to his life, or are there some embellishments, maybe some Hollywood isms there?
Well, as in every musical or drama, there are always exceptions. This is really supposed to be one year actually in the life of Stephen Foster. So the things are kind of compressed. They're not all totally accurate, but basically the true elements are there.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get some idea of Stephen Foster's life.
Now you've got about 30 folks here today. Tell us who are singing maybe some of the main roles, Stephen and others.
Well, the people that you will hear today, of course, our accompanist, Owen Sammons on piano from Louisville. Gary Vitito plays the banjo and the guitar. We have our Stephen is Michael Schenefeld from Virginia. Jane is Ashley Flanagan from Northport, Kentucky, or New York, sorry. I was making you a native. Lucy Lemoine is played by Jennifer Warren from Louisville. Levy, who sang that low note in the Camptown races. Annie Bolden from Louisville. Joe is Herbert Thornton from Louisville. Aunt Charity is Angela Nance, who sang the beautiful trio. She is from Lebanon. Uncle Nebo is Michael Bolden from Louisville. Dudley, who you'll hear later, is from Shelbyville. And Josh who plays the inebriated soul in the show, you'll hear later also, is Todd Parrott from Dalton, Georgia. And I'm from Campbellsville, Kentucky, and I'm on the faculty assistant professor of music at Campbellsville University.
All right, so a lot of locals, but some folks from outside the state too. That's great. Right. David Hedrick is the musical director for the Stephen Foster Story Musical at Bardstown. StephenFoster.com, your website, to learn more about the show. It's just a short drive down south from here in Louisville. And I'll turn it back over to you and to David Dunaway to narrate the rest of the show for us here on Classical 90.5, a live performance with the Stephen Foster Story Musical cast.
Act Two begins with an overture of Foster songs for unaccompanied chorus.
From the earth, poor bird.
The first scene of Act Two finds Jane seated at her piano, singing one of Stephen's songs, Wilt Thou Be True? After she sings, local lawyer Dudley Morton has arrived with the intention to propose to Jane. She puts him off by asking him to sing If You've Only Got a Mustache.
Your head may be thick as a block, or empty as any football. Oh, your eyes may be green as the grass, your heart just as hard as the wall. So take the advice that I give, you'll soon gain affection and cash, and you'll be all the rage with the girls if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache.
The scene breaks away to Stephen and his friends at a local bar as they sing Shanghai Chicken.
The Shanghai Chicken, when you put him in the pit, he'll eat a loaf of bread, but he won't fight a bit.
The Shanghai Fiddle is a funny little thing,
and every time you tune him up, it goes ching ching. See the Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take a little chicken in the middle of the ring, but don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
The Shanghai small,
but his appetite is tall.
He'll only swallow everything that he can overhaul.
4 bags of wheat, just as certain as you're born.
A bushel of potatoes and a tub full of corn. See the Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take a little chicken in the middle of the ring, but don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Don't bet your money on the
After having several drinks, Stephen leaves the bar to see Jane at her home. Upon arriving at Jane's home, Stephen finds local lawyer Dudley Morton with Jane. Dudley is there to propose to Jane and asks her to accompany him to the garden. While Jane and Dudley are in the garden, Stephen completes his new song expressing his love for Jane, Jeannie with a Light Brown Hair.
Summer air, I see
her tripping where the bright dreams play. Happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on a soft summer air. I long for Jeannie with a gay dawn smile, radiant in gladness, warm with winning guile. I hear her melodies like joys gone by, sighing round my heart o'er the fond hopes that die. Sighing like the night wind and sobbing like the rain, wailing for the lost one that comes not again. Oh, I sigh for Jeannie with the light brown.
When Jane and Dudley return from the garden, Stephen and Dudley have a fight over Jane and are kicked out of the house by her father because of their less than gentlemanly behavior. Later that day, Stephen is with his cronies as they sing Old Dog Dre.
The morn of life is past, and evening comes at last. It brings me a dream of a once happy day, of merry forms I've seen upon the village green, sporting with my old dog Tray.
Old dog Tray's ever faithful, grief cannot drive him away.
Gentle, he is kind. I'll never find, a better friend than old dog Tray.
That same evening, Stephen and his friends attend the E.P. Christie Minstrel Show and walk in as Christie is singing an upbeat, rowdy version of Stephen's Old Folks at Home. Stephen breaks up the show, and Christie sarcastically invites him to sing the song Stephen's Way.
Lay down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever. There's where the old folks stay.
All the world and sound.
Performance is a big hit with everyone, and Christie promises to give Stephen credit for his songs in the future. In his excitement, Stephen kisses the barmaid in front of Jane, who is quite displeased and rejects him in public. Stephen and Dudley fight, and Jane's father forbids him ever seeing Jane again. Stephen is very distraught and goes through a period of despair. After some time, Stephen finds himself in front of Jane's house as she sings Beautiful Dreamer. They sing together, and she finally admits that she loves Stephen, and they embrace.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of a rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away.
Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody.
Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, in as the morn on the streamlet and sea.
Stephen and Jane are married and arrive by boat to see their many friends who are waiting for them. The company sings Some Folks and Old Susanna Reprise as the boat arrives. Stephen sings My Old Kentucky Home as the company joins him in the finale.
Some folks say, sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the children are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day.
The young crows stroll on the leaves of cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. When thy heart chimes from a knocking at my door, then my old Kentucky home, good night.
Cast from the Stephen Foster Story musical from Bardstown, Kentucky. Most of them here today at Classical 90.5. David Hedrick, their musical director. And thank you so much for being here, guys. Great show. And that's just a preview. It's a full show, a full cast, staged costumes, everything down in Bardstown. StephenFoster.com to find out more information. And it runs through August 13th. Is that right? Yeah, August 13th. So you still have time to see it. And I hope you have a chance to check it out. Thanks for being here. Thank you to our live studio audience. Thanks for listening on Classical 90.5, and have a great afternoon.